all the white churches, community, they gathered for a 3 days convention. And they invited a preacher from Africa, one of the black preachers. So, you know, country to country, people speak different English. I speak in a different way. Americans speak in a different way. And Indians speak in a different way. Australians, the pronunciation. Anyway, this preacher, the black preacher, first evening convention, he told, tonight we will be having this 3 nights convention, the second coming of Jesus Christ. So when you meet one another in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, please don't say good morning, don't say good evening, don't say good night, just greet them, Maranatha. Right. Now some of the congregation did not get this word properly. So next day when the preacher went with his team, a group of people loudly said, Pastor, Pastor, Maruana, Maruana, not Maranatha. There's a big difference between Maranatha and Maruana. So why did I tell this story? I pray my words will come very clear to you this morning. That's the reason. And Holy Spirit can do that. God loves broken English and God loves broken heart. That's the way I understand. Before I share God's words, I would like to say a word of prayer. Shall we pray? Father, we thank Thee for Your holy words. We thank Thee for this country, the glorious freedom that we have in this country to preach the gospel. There are many countries around the world we cannot preach the gospel. And God, I pray this morning, You will bless Your holy words. I pray this morning, through Your words, You will encourage my own life. Then You will encourage all our lives this morning. Please give us thankful hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts chapter 16 verse 9. Acts chapter 16 verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. We find in the Old Testament, God spoke to people through dreams and visions. Joseph, the Bible says Joseph had visions and dreams. King Solomon had dreams. Daniel had dreams. Daniel's time, the king had dreams. And the king was telling Daniel and all the other people, I had this dream. You please give me the meaning, otherwise I will kill you all. But what did Daniel say? Oh God, there's a God in heaven. King, there's a God in heaven who reveals the mysteries. Samuel, when he was a little boy, he had dreams. When we come to the New Testament, God spoke to people through dreams and through visions and trance. Book of Acts chapter 10 talks about a man called Cornelius. This man says one day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had the vision. So he was able to say what time of the day God gave him the vision. Then Acts chapter 10 verse 13, Peter had a kind of a vision, a dream, all kinds of animals, reptiles and birds. And verse 13 he says, Peter, then a voice said to me, get up, Peter, kill and eat them. Some years ago, when my son was about 10 years old, one Sunday morning I was getting ready to preach. Then he asked me, Dad, are you going to preach this morning? I said, yes. Where are you preaching? I said, I'm preaching with Mount Hawthorne Baptist Church. Dad, what are you going to preach about? I said, about dreams and visions. He had a kind of a funny look at me. Then he asked me, Dad, I had a dream last night. and this morning I forgot. Can you please tell me what is the meaning of that dream? I told him, he said, Joshua, my son, I am not Daniel, I am not Joseph, I can't tell you the meaning. Then he asked one more question. Dad, I would like to have this dream every day. How to have dream every day? For that I told, aha, that's very simple, I can tell you. When mommy cooks nice Indian rice and curry, you eat a big plate, you will have nice Indian dreams when you sleep. But the dream that God gives is entirely different from this Indian rice dreams. Entirely different. I was going through a small Bible dictionary to find out what is the Bible dictionary talks about dream and vision. Now this is what it said. In the scripture, there is a sense of something more than a heavy supper causing dreams. The next line says, and since God is the prime cause of everything, dreams must be a form of communication between God and man. That's what it said. Since God is the prime cause of everything, dreams must be a form of communication between God and man. So it is very clear, dreams and visions, all these are forms of communication between God and man. Some Bible verses, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. I put it a little different way, Indian way. Where there is no vision, the people die without God. That's the way I understand that verse. And I pray that we will have vision of God. How can I share this gospel? Genesis chapter 46 verse 2. God spoke to Israel in visions. Numbers chapter 12 verse 6. I reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. Then there's a very familiar verse in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Indians, Americans, Australians, Sri Lankans, on all people. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men see visions. Praise the Lord. This is happening in many countries. This is happening in India. This is happening in Gulf countries. And this is happening around the world. And God revealed himself to dreams and visions. Many parts of the world today, Muslims are coming to know Jesus Christ through dreams and visions. I strongly believe, I am a preacher, I strongly believe God spoke to the people in the Old Testament times through dreams and visions. God spoke to the people in the New Testament time through dreams and visions. And God will continue to talk to the people through dreams and visions tomorrow, day after tomorrow and the coming days. That's what I believe. In Burma, I was reading in a Bible Society magazine. Burma is a Buddhist country. Two Buddhist leaders, they had a dream. A new god is going to visit their village. So these two leaders, they told this to all the village people. A new god, an unknown god is going to visit us. So what they did, all the village people, they gathered. They found one place. Under a tree, they kept that place very neat and tidy and expecting a new God to visit. And that is the time God sent the Indian Bible Society people to that village. They shared the good news, the gospel message. Today, there's a Bible believing good Christian community in that place. See how God reveals himself through dreams and visions? And we praise God for that. Acts chapter 16, we'll look at that verse. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia, standing and begging, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, what kind of help these people were asking for? Is he asking for money, financial help? Paul, we need some financial help. You come to Macedonia and give us some funds. No, not at all. Paul, we need some food parcels. Come and give us. No, they were not asking for that. Paul, we need some material things. No, not asking for material things. Verse 16 very clearly says, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. That is the important thing, that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. It is very clear that they were asking for the word of God. Paul, we are in need of God's word. We have a spiritual need. You please come and give us that. God's words. My dear friends, what is the greatest need of this country today, Australia? What is the greatest need in India today? What is the greatest need around the world today? Is it the financial need? I would say no. Is it the material needs? I would say yes and no. Some countries need financial and material needs. Is the need in politics? I would say no. The greatest need is for God. The greatest need is for God, for God's word to change the hearts and minds of the people. What Australians need is God. What Indians need is God. What Americans need is God. The greatest need around the world is only one thing: God. And God's word to work in lives of people, to experience God in a very personal way, then tell others, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Today what is happening is Satan has blindfolded the eyes of the people. All the worldly things have become very important. Money has become more important. In good ways or in bad ways, I want to earn money, all the 24 hours. That is in their head. I think I have told you this. In India, we have a saying, Panamendral Ponamum Vayai Thirakkum. Do you know the meaning of that? I am not speaking in tongues this morning. Panamendral Ponamum Vayai Thirakkum means when people talk about money matters, even a dead man will open his mouth. He is dead in the coffin. People are talking money matters. Oh, how much I will get it. That kind of a world that we are living today. I remember years ago I read some lines in Reader's Digest. This is the way it went. A man with 6 children is happier than a man with $6 million. The next line says, because the man with $6 million, he wants more. Today, to some people, politics have become more important. To some people, the material things have become important. Making weapons to kill one another has become important. But God and godly things have become less important or no important at all. My dear friends, what is your greatest desire this morning? What is my greatest desire this morning? I pray that our greatest desire would be, Paul says in Philippians, I want to know him more and the power of his resurrection. God, this is my greatest desire. So many things are happening around me. I want to know you more. I want to know you more and more and more. I want to know your experience, your goodness, your faithfulness, your forgiveness, your grace in my life. Then I would like to tell others, God is good in my life. It is very sad. Today in many homes, Christian homes, there is no Bible reading. There is no family prayer. There is no time for one another. I read a very interesting story. This happened in Africa. A black African young man, he sat down under a tree and he was reading the Bible. That time, a white young man was passing that way. This white young man saw this black African reading Bible. Anyway, this white young man asked the black man, "Sir, what are you reading?" And he said, the black young man, he said, "I am reading Bible, God's words." After some time, this black young man, African, asked the white man, "Sir, do you read Bible? Sir, do you read Bible?" Now this is what that white gentleman said, "Young man, no, I do not read Bible, because Bible is old, Bible is outdated, Bible is not relevant today. So three reasons I don't read the Bible." This black man, this is what he said to the young white man, "Sir, Bible is not old, Bible is not outdated, it is very relevant today. If it is not relevant, you will be not walking on this road, you will be in my stomach." My dear friends, what I am trying to say is, God's word is very relevant today. It is not outdated. It is not old. Please take time and teach God's words to everyone in the family. To small ones, younger ones, older ones, to everyone in our families. They need God's word. We have a place called Nagaland in India, Northeast India. They were known as headhunters. If they kill 50 people and keep their heads in the front room, they are known as very big, respected people. In 1842, the American Baptist Mission went to that place, shared the gospel. And today, we have 96% of the people, Nagaland, are Christians. How did this happen? This happened because the missionaries shared the good news with the people. And the headhunters became God's hunters. Now they are sending the missionaries. A mission called Naga Missions. They are sending the missionaries around the world. I'm going to read some words which talks about God's word. For the word of God, this is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. I like that verse because it says the word of God is alive. It does not say word of God is dead, but it says word of God is alive. It has life. It has authority. It has the power to change the life of the people. The world is going bad to worse every day. Killings, fightings, people are confused, families are broken, churches are divided. Such a time like this, do we have a message to give to this broken world today, my dear friends? Do we have a Christian message to give to this broken world today? Yes, God has given us a message to give to this broken world. We find in Luke's gospel, Jesus said, "Go into every home, and say, peace be to this home. Peace be to this home." This is the responsibility God has given to me. This is the responsibility God has given to all of us. Can God trust me this morning with this responsibility? Can God trust you all this morning with this responsibility of sharing the gospel with others. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, I am in chain. I preach the gospel, the Roman authorities put me in the jail. But the word of God is not in chain. Praise the Lord. We in India, we are going through very tough, terrible time. But the word of God is not in chain. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can preach the gospel. And also Paul says this glorious gospel is bearing fruits everywhere. Paul also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Stanley Abraham, this is the way I understand that verse. Stanley Abraham, if you do not share the gospel, woe to you, woe to me. I take that verse very seriously. I'm going to Penang, Malaysia, month of July, first week. It's a Muslim country. I'm going to train some. I went about 18 months ago to train some people how to work among the Muslims. It's not an easy country to do, train and teach God's words. So please, I need your prayers for safety. We started a ministry in India about 27 years ago. And orphanage and leper colony ministry. Jansi makes some curry powders and she sells that and raise funds and send to the widows. And all the curry powders are 6 month money back warranty or guaranteed. So we sell all these things and raise funds and do the ministry. Many other missions. We praise God. Many other missions working in India. Why? Because we would like all those Hindus to come to know Jesus Christ. And please pray God will bless our ministry when we go in month of June. There is a pink color leaflet over there. In case if you are interested, please read and please for us. Please pray for us. We need prayer for this ministry. Month of January I was there about 4 months ago. I went, there was a young man in our Bible college. He asked me, Pastor Stanley, can you come and baptize some people? So I went. One way it took nearly 6 hours to go. And after the baptism, the leaders of that village came to know. A man came from Australia. His name is Stanley Abraham. And they are very angry. They thought Stanley Abraham is a white man. So this time I am going, changing my name. Raju. Raju is white. Be wise as the serpents, right? Harmless as doves, right? Then they sent a message, if he comes, we will break his leg, right? I sent the message, you tell them, he's a short man, you can't catch him, he will run faster than the Olympic runners. Of course, we go through very rough and tough time, appreciate your prayers, right? I was reading some months ago Dr. Billy Graham's book and it touched my heart. We had to share this gospel and we had to make people to understand they need repentance. So about repentance, this is what Dr. Billy Graham says. The word repentance is sadly missing from the pulpits today. It is a very unpopular word today. The first sermon Jesus ever preached was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And please pray for me and other preachers that we will preach on repentance. That is very important. Then Charles Spurgeon, he talks about light. We are the light of the world. Now this is what he says. The Bible is not the light of the world. It is the light of the church. But the world does not read the Bible. The world reads Christians. You are the light of the world. Praise the Lord. Also in a very kind of a joke, the jovial way he said about heaven and hell, Charles Spurgeon. This is what he said. When you talk about heaven, Let your face light up. Let your eyes shine. But when you talk about hell, your ordinary face would do. Okay, now let us see Acts chapter 16 verse 14. There's a good news. One woman called Lydia, God opened her heart. She received Christ. That's what he said. The Lord opened her heart and respond to Paul's message. I pray the Don O'King team, John and the others, please do not be never discouraged. It is God who opened the hearts and minds of the people. In a humble way, I am saying, 42 years I'm in God's ministry. I have done so many door knockings and so many things. We don't change their hearts. It is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Please be encouraged. Another 5 years, no one is coming. Don't feel your time is wasted. Not at all. God has his own time, God's time, to touch and to change the life of the people. And here we find that woman came to know Jesus Christ. Now, you know, the bad things are happening. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison. Now, a small lesson in this. I please listen, this one may be very, very important thing. Baptism, evil spirit gone. Now they were thrown into the jail. Now something is happening. This is what happened. When everything goes on well in the churches, when everything goes well in church activities, when everything goes well in church committees, when everything goes on well in the families, everything goes on well in home groups, everything goes on well in the mission field, that is the time Satan will try his best to disturb the ministry. That is 100% guaranteed. Because I have experienced this. Now, how do we handle such situation? How do we handle such situation? What did Paul and Silas did? They were praising and singing hymns to God. That is Christian life, my dear friends. Praising and singing praises to God. That is the secret of Christian life. To praise God in good times and bad times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks to God in all situations. And praise God. God is good. This morning, you might have come to this service, morning service, with worries and anxieties, financial difficulties, misunderstanding in the families. Everything looks dark and gloomy. Do not know what to do, where to go, with whom I can share my troubles. Only one thing we all can do. We can pray and praise God. Then God will change the situation. In closing, I'm going to read some verses. You may say this morning, it is impossible. But God says, with me all things are possible. Luke chapter 18 verse 27. You may say this morning, I am very tired. But God says, wait on me. I will renew your strength. That is Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. You may say this morning, nobody loves me. But God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. You may say this morning, I can't go on. But God says, my grace is sufficient at all times. When you are weak, you will find my strength. Praise the Lord. When you are weak, if you are weak and tired, not feeling well, you will find God's strength. My grace is sufficient at all times. You say this morning, I don't know what to do, but God says, I will guide you. This morning you may say, I cannot do it, but God says, you can do all things through me. You may say this morning, I cannot forgive myself, I cannot forgive others. But God's word says, you can forgive because I have forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. You may say this morning, I cannot make ends meet. There are so many expenses, so many bills coming on. I cannot make ends meet. But God says, I will supply all your needs according His riches in glory. Please pray. In all times, please pray. Two more quick short stories. Promise you, two short stories. A pastor asked the Sunday school children, do your parents pray for you before you go to bed? Silence. Then one of the children said, yes, pastor. She raised her hand. Then pastor asked, so your parents pray? The child said, my dad doesn't pray, but my mom prays. She prays before I go to bed. So pastor was happy. That is one of the parents praying. Then the pastor asked, please tell me, what does your mom say in her prayer before you go to bed, before you sleep? Does she say a long prayer or does she say a short prayer? This is what the child said. Pastor, when I close my eyes to go to sleep, then my mom would say, thank God she has gone to sleep. My dear friends, our children need more prayer than that. Our pastors need more prayer than that. Our families need more prayer than that. Our neighbors need more prayer than that. Our churches need more prayer than that. Our missionaries need more prayer than that. And God is sending this message. Come over to Macedonia and help us. And also God is sending that message, what He sent to Isaiah. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? My closing story. I'll close my notes so that you will believe I'm closing my message. Right. A pastor, a Baptist minister, he retired from his ministry. He gave the responsibilities to his son. One day, the son found it very difficult in the ministry. So he went to his dad. Dad, you are a well-experienced, godly man. I have some difficulties in my ministry. Please, give me some advice. This is what that old pastor said to his son. My dear son, come closer to God. Second one. My dear son, come closer to man. Third one. My dear son, bring God and man together. Let us come closer to God. Let us come closer to man. Let us bring God and man together. Amen. God bless you all. Father, we thank you for this morning and thank you for your holy words. Now I pray that you will give all of us the opportunities to share this good news with our friends and families and in our communities. Please give us thankful hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.